Traffic and weather together on the Nines, a seven-day forecast. Kevin Eubank with us live, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. The mountains just disappeared a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we've got the wind kicking out to the west ahead of the cold front that's out over the northwest corner. So we're starting to see, well, obviously cloudy skies, but we're also seeing a little bit of reduced visibility with some of the dust that's blowing around. 30 degrees for the low tonight, and here goes our storm. It should move in at about the 9 to 11 o'clock hour. It'll start as some valley rain. It'll quickly change over to snow. This is not a huge storm. We're only talking 1 to 2 inches in the valleys. It'll stick on the lawns and the rooftops. It'll slush up the roads. But if you're headed into the mountains, 8 to 12 for the Cottonwood Canyon. So canyon travel, I-80, I-84, most definitely going to be an issue if you've got that planned overnight or into the morning hours. Snow will linger into Thursday morning, and late few lake effect bands will continue to impact us through about mid-afternoon. Then it all goes away, and it clears out, and it gets cold. Low of 25 for Friday morning, highs only in the 40s. Lots of sunshine Friday, Saturday, but it is going to be a completely different world than this record-breaking warmth we've had the last couple of days.
What's the deal with the snow line on this one, the altitude?
The snow line's going to come right down to the valley floor, so we're going to be down at the 4,000-foot level, no problem. In fact, it will work all the way down the I-15 corridor. We'll see snow down through Cedar City and Fillmore and Beaver. It's a cold storm, and it's going to get the entire state.
All right. Thanks for the update, Kevin Eubank. KSL News Time, 423.